Misfit Toys.
Whether you're driving to work, biking to a friend's place, or on the way to your next vacation, Amazon Music has your comedy fix covered. As an Amazon Prime member, you have access to ad-free top podcasts. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/onthegocomedy. That's amazon.com/onthegocomedy. And listen to your favorite podcasts on the go.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love me some movies. This is Doug Loves Me Some Movies, coming to you from a hotel room in Phoenix, Arizona on April 14th, Two Oceans 13. Since last I spoke and you listened, I got to see the new Ben Wheatley movie, Sightseers, in a swanky screening room thanks to executive producer Edgar Wright. Thanks, Edgar. As long as I'm dropping names, I got to sit between Alison Brie and Chelsea Peretti. Talk about sightseeing. The movie is disturbing and funny, and that's all you need to know. Yesterday I saw 42. I'm not a baseball fan, really, but I do love sports movies, and this one made me cry my eyes out. Holy shit, what a moving story. Tonight I did two shows of stand-up at Stand Up Live in Phoenix, and I will play the Leonard Maltin games that we played with audience members and Graham Elwood at the end of this mini. This app is dedicated to anyone who is listening right now while walking a dog in a bra. Yeah, you know who you are, bra-wearing dog owner. From the Corrections Department, Eric Lindberg pointed out that the movie Roger Ebert compared to Cardboard but then apologized to Cardboard for was The Spirit, not Sin City, which makes sense. I think Ebert gave Sin City a good review. Way to go, Lindberg. Friday, we lost Jonathan Winters, one of the funniest dudes of all time. And if you think It's a Mad, 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 Mad World was a long title, he was also in Oh Dad, Poor Dad, Mama's Hung You in the Closet, and I'm Feeling So Sad. And I'm sad too. Rest in peace, Jonathan Winters. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Last week I started a hashtag game on Twitter, hashtag full titles, and here are some that I wrote. Olympus Has Fallen and Can't Get Up, hashtag full titles. 42-0, hashtag full titles. 420, get it? And The Exorcist versus Captain Howdy, hashtag full titles. And I've got some here in my phone. I'm going to pull up my Twitter and read some of the ones that were tweeted at me. The Matrix Are for Kids, hashtag full titles. Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome and the Outback Steakhouse, but before the Chili's, next to the Discount Tire, hashtag full titles. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles Are All Effective Modes of Transportation, hashtag full titles. Red Dawn Antibacterial Dish Soap, hashtag full titles. Aliens Will Kill You, hashtag full titles. Oakland, Raiders of the Lost Ark, hashtag full titles. I think that's all of them. Is that all of them? Yep. That's all the ones I favorited. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Come see me at Cobb's in San Francisco this Friday and Saturday. Wow. Did I mention it's 1:50 a.m.? Wow Hall in Eugene, Oregon on Sunday, and I'll be doing a Benson movie interruption of Beautiful Creatures at CineFamily in Los Angeles on April 24th, Two Oceans 13. Good night, my princes of Maine, my kings of New England. Oh, Cider House rules. Hey, everybody, are you ready to play? City Film Festival. that does not fit my fat head.
So people sewing wool hats in Arizona. It's unbelievable how practical that is.
It's got a little brim on it to block the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Because they got a hot sun here.
Especially this summer, you're going to need a wool hat to get you through that cold Arizona summer.
I brought a copy of my CD, Smug Life. Yeah. Graham, what are you going to contribute?
I'll give you a copy of Paul Strike Dance Party. Just come on.
All right. So if you win the bag, come see us outside. You'll get it. And then also included a $10 iTunes gift card, so that you can purchase premium episodes of Comedy Film Nerds and Doug Loves Movies and The Benson Interruption on iTunes. I won't even know. I won't know. So did you guys bring name tags?
Yeah!
Oh! Wow, she brought a crystal skull.
Wow, she's a
that's amazing. We got a cover of a Us Weekly. Is that what that is? Us Weekly? We got Doug Loves, the guy from Goonies.
He's got a Bane.
The pinhead from Goonies. Oh, there's a Bane mask on my face. Yeah, that's pretty cool. What do you think, Graham? Who do you want to play against?
I'm going to go against Corey with the skull. Come on up here, everybody.
Get up here, skull fucker. I mean, I don't know what you do with it. Oh, wow, she needed help getting up here.
Here, stand right
Let's find out. Yeah, stand right next to Graham.
No, you can't sit.
And what's your name? Why'd you put that down? Is it that heavy? Is it that hard to hold your name tag? Like,
yes.
Does it have your name on it?
Corey,
okay.
Where did you get that?
Corey store. It's been on my wall for a long time.
There's a Corey store that sells skulls with your name on it?
CoreySkullStore.com. Get it.
That can't possibly be true.
Wow. I don't know you were this drunk, I saw.
But I love a drunk that adds .com to stuff.
Yeah.
I got too much .com. Just go there.
It's not my car, officer .com.
I was just driving it .com.
I'm not drunk, I just have a stomachache.com. Yeah,
it's working out for you, Corey. It definitely is. All right, Corey gets to pick a category. Now, this is just between Corey and Graham, and if you think you know the answer, don't yell
Am
out
I
in the audience.
Category?
Am I? Yes, you're the picker of the category. So she's got this down.
I'm so sorry. Apologize in advance.
Yeah, why did you pick her? So there's so many people that actually made a sign. She's saying go.
Yeah.
She's tired of standing up here.
Yeah.
Just fucking get on with it, .com. Do it, .com.
My legs are tired, .gov.
I need to get my fuck on, .org.
She took her off?
She's leaving. She's done.
You gotta go? You gotta
yeah.
Go.
She left the skull for you.
Yeah, get her drink up there for sure. Make sure she has more of that.
Keep your cocktail with you. That's important.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Drinkup.com.
Here's your options for categories.
I get to pick?
Yes, you get to pick. As we've established when you said, do I get to pick? Would you like Beverly Hills Flop? That's movies with Eddie Murphy that got below 2 stars, according to Leonard Nolan.
That's a long list, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not that long. Or Cool in the Gang. That's movies where 2 or more people are freezing to death in the cold. Or, speaking of the cold, and it's also sad, rest in peace, Jonathan Winters. Passed away, so the films of Jonathan Winters. So would you like Eddie Murphy, Cool in the Gang, or Jonathan Winters?
I think I'm going to do the second one.
The second one. This is a movie where people are frozen or freezing out in the cold.
Okay.
It's from 2012. Leonard gives it 2.5 stars. He says this movie is about Alaskan oil rig workers flying. He also says, stay through the credits for a brief coda.
Oh.
I love a good coda. And he also says it's based on a short story, not a novel. It's an important distinction. And he lists 8 names. How many names do you think you can name this movie in, Corey?
2012, he said?
Yeah, I did.
How many names?
8 names.
Let's say 7 names.
She says 7.
What do you think, Ben?
This is so intimate. It doesn't seem like it's happening in front of 300 people. Just like, what do you say, Graham?
Okay, how about 6 names?
Graham's gonna go 6 names, Corey. She's asking me, do you know what it is?
She'd be great to play poker with.
Do you have 4 of a kind?
You have 4 of a kind.com?
Do you have a fullhouse.com?
I only got 2, 3, 7, 4.
And I got it sort of straight.
Talk to me about it, Morgan.
What?
What is it again?
Talk to you about it more?
No.
Is that what you just said?
No. Talk to me about it more.
Give me more information. That's all the clues you get, lady.
I'm not
listening.
You didn't give me further clues. I want the clues that you gave me already.
Okay.
It's based on a short story, not a novel.
Sure.
And people here, I gotta say, like, Most of the people here are impressed that you can be this drunk at 8:44. Like, you really started early.
This is a 7 o'clock show.
Yeah. And she got it done.
Here for you.
Yeah. And I'm sure you're looking forward to whatever pass out activity you have coming up after the show.
You're pretty much on the last of my
Okay,
list.
You're talking and there's no microphone near you, so there's no reason. Based on a short story, not a novel. Stay through the credits, Leonard suggests, and it's about Alaskan oil rig workers flying. 2.5 stars, 2012, freezing to death.
From 2012?
Graham said 6 names. 2012?
That was a long time ago, huh?
Yeah, let's think back to when that year happened.
He said 6 names?
He said 6 names, yeah.
5 names.
She says 5. Drunken 5. Or fast 5.
Fast 5. Alright, yeah.
We gotta wrap this up. She's gonna win no matter what.
Alright, yeah. Name that movie.
Alright, you get 5 names. Your 5 names.
Can you give me the clues again?
You do not get the clues again. She keeps asking for the clues, but she does not get them again. Ben Hernandez Bray, that's 1 person.
I love him.
Nonzo.
She loves him.
She loves him.
She's a big Ben Hernandez Ray fan, you guys. She was actually at the convention earlier today, that's why she's hammered.
Nonzo Anazi.
He's great, right? We love that.
James Badge Dale.
Oh, we hung out the other day.
Joe Anderson and Dallas Roberts.
Good.
Yeah. Two of the names you would probably need to guess are in the top 3. And the year is 2012. Wait, when you say what year is this, do you mean right now? It's 2013 right now.
No, the movie.
This movie is from last year with people freezing to death. What do you think it's called?
Alive?
Yes, you are in fact alive.
Yes.
And that movie was many years ago. And this movie is called The Grey. They set up special steps for her so she doesn't sue the club from falling down as she tries to get off the stage. One more time for Graham Elwood! Thanks a lot, you guys.
All right, we've got somebody to play.
Get up jump here, up there, Grammy.
Yeah, use your chair.
Yeah.
Nice.
And your name tag.
Yeah, bring your name tag. We've got to show it to everybody.
There you go.
Here, stand between me and Graham. Show everybody your name tag. It's Don, D-O-N.
Dom. I'm sorry. Yeah. Dom of the Dead. That's very well done.
Nice, buddy.
That's a terrific name tag.
And that's an actual photo of you. This one right here. That's right.
Right. Okay. We got the drunk guys. Can't even stand up.
That's weird.
Yeah, okay.
Running long, but thank you everybody for staying. And
keep it going!
Hot Vomit Phoenix! Alright, hashtag Hot Vomit Phoenix. That's what all of your hashtags should be when you're tweeting about this show.
Dom gets to pick a category.
Dom?
This is just between Dom and Graham, you guys, so don't yell out if you think you know an answer or something.
Sure.
Dom, would you like celebrating a birthday today, the great Ron Perlman.
Oh, Ronnie Perlman.
From Sons of Anarchy. He's been in some movies, so the films of Ron Perlman. Or would you like In Theaters Now? That's movies that are in theaters now. Or
Take Control of Your City.
Take control of your city, Phoenix.
Which is movies that feature a mayoral race. Which one would you like, Dom? Which one?
Ron Perlman, ladies and gentlemen.
Ron Perlman.
Dom has selected Ron Perlman.
Great choice, dude.
At Ron Perlman's record.
The year is 2008. Leonard Maltin gives this movie 3 stars. He says that the lead character in this movie is married, but just as ornery as ever. And he also says that his only complaint about the movie is that it goes on too long. And he lists 11 names in the cast.
How many names do you think it'll take for you to guess this movie, Dom?
10.
That's a strong opening.
Aggressive. Smart. Smart and aggressive, Dom.
Smart and aggressive.
Wow.
Seven's a big lead. Knocked off 4 names.
Five!
Dom came to play, motherfucker!
Your precious armory, gratefully accepted.
What are you doing with this name, Jenny?
Name that movie.
Okay. Dom gets 5 names from the motion picture, and if he can name the movie after I say these 5 names, he's going to win everything in that prize bag. And the names are Seth MacFarlane, Roy Dontrice, John Hurt, Anna Walton, and Luke Goss in a movie with Ron Perlman from 2008. What's it called, Dom?
I want to say Hellboy 2.
I want to say you are correct. Yeah! Hellboy 2, the Golden Army.
Wow.
Take the bag, sir.
Take the bag.
And come see us at the table.
Come.
One more time for Graham Elwood, ladies and gentlemen. You guys are so great, but I just want to say, as always, 4 people in the very front who were drunk are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie.
eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hi, I'm stand-up comedian and sex symbol Tig Notaro.
And I'm actor and writer Cheryl Hines.
Before Cheryl and I got into the big business of podcasting together, we were just simply friends.
And we're still friends. But now we talk about a different documentary every week on our podcast, Tig and Cheryl, True Story. We have covered everything from true crime to Britney Spears to My Octopus Teacher. I'm just laughing because My Octopus Teacher was crazy.
I found it more interesting that his son now had a stepmother, and it was an octopus. We also, Cheryl, tell stories, go on tangents, and generally make our sides hurt laughing at each other.
So whether you love documentaries or just want to hear us slowly lose our minds, check out Tig and Cheryl, True Story, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, cool.
Hi, everybody. This is Todd Glass. What could I say that would make you want to give the Todd Glass Show a listen? Well, I guess you could poke around on YouTube, and if some of the stuff over there makes you laugh or my Netflix special act happy, then maybe you'll give it a listen. The only other thing I could do is make it short because it's interrupting a podcast you already love. Okay, I'm done. Thank you. Goodbye.